Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Moviegoers now have less than a month to wait for the release of the third Hunger Games movie. The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 will open in theaters across the United States on November 21st. The soundtrack that goes along with the film will be released a few days before that. 17-year-old New Zealand singer-songwriter Lorde is leading the project. On Monday, she released its first single, Yellow Flicker Beat. Lorde has expressed great excitement over her part in the creation of the film. She said she jumped at the chance, although she knew the project would not be easy. She said she knew she would be inspired by the movie's story and characters. This first single shows that Lorde was moved by the Hunger Games hero, Katniss Everdeen. In the first movie of the series, Katniss wears a dress from which fire rises when she turns around. She became known as the Girl on Fire. The song Yellow Flicker Beat captures that image of Katniss. The song goes, "My blood is a flood of rubies, precious stones. It keeps my veins hot. The fires find a home in me. I move through town. I'm quiet like a fire."
I'm a princess cut from marble, smoother than a storm. And the scars that mark my body, they're silver and gold. My blood is a flood, the rubies, precious stones. It keeps my veins hot, the fire's found a home in me. I move through town, I'm quiet like a fire. Is a rope I tie it and untie, and now people talk to me, but nothing ever hits. So people talk to me, and all the voices just burn holes.
It is not known who, other than Lorde, might appear on the soundtrack to Mockingjay Part 1. The first movie included a shared song from Taylor Swift and the band The Civil Wars. It is called Safe and Sound.
Just close your eyes, the sun is going down.
The music for the second Hunger Games movie, Catching Fire, turned into a hit soundtrack. The British group Coldplay wrote and performed the song Atlas.
Carry away.
The soundtrack for The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 will be released November 18th.
I'll carry you on.
This year has been a good one for teenage movie lovers. Hollywood has produced several films based on books aimed at young adults. The Maze Runner is the most recent. Moviegoers in the United States bought more than $32 million worth of tickets last weekend for its opening. The Maze Runner is based on a science fiction book of the same name by James Dashner. The book and movie tell about a boy who wakes up one day and cannot remember anything except his name, Thomas. He finds himself in a place called the Glade. It is a green, rural place and the home to many teenage boys. They all perform different jobs in order to survive. Just like Thomas, each boy has lost his memory.
Can you tell me anything about yourself? Who you are, where you came from? Can you tell me your name?
I can't remember anything.
Thomas's job is to run through a maze, a place with many paths, but only one that leads out. Maze runners try to make maps of the maze, which surrounds the glade, keeping the teenagers inside. But there are horrible, hungry creatures on the grounds that make a trip through the maze very dangerous. 23-year-old actor Dylan O'Brien plays Thomas. He is best known for his part in the American television series Teen Wolf. Dylan O'Brien has said he did not expect to get a part in The Maze Runner. But he told PopSugar.com that the part of Thomas was right for him. He said he thinks in the same way as his character. And he said the job of Maze Runner fit him. He said he is good at running. Movie critics have mixed opinions about The Maze Runner. Many critics have noted the movie's similarity to the book Lord of the Flies by William Golding. That book tells about a group of boys who try to create a civil society after a plane crash leaves them alone on an island. But the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper says The Maze Runner sends moviegoers on a much different ride that is very satisfying. The New York Times notes that the movie leaves enough questions at the end to guarantee a second Maze Runner. That film is already in pre-production.
Irish band U2's recent online project with technology company Apple caused a storm of online controversy. The project gave free digital copies of U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, to all Apple iTunes members, about 500 million people, an Apple gift. But a considerable number of members saw it more as a violation. Katie Weaver has more.
The band has a huge following. Millions of people love it. But just as many people may not like the group or may not have even heard of it. This became apparent recently when U2 teamed with Apple. In doing so, U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, was given to all 500 million iTunes subscribers. Sounds like a good idea, right? Well, maybe not so. Much of the public reaction on social media criticized the album giveaway. Many iTunes users say they did not like that the music was forced on them. Some web posts called it an unwelcome surprise. Some tweets even mocked the band's philanthropic image. Apple quickly answered the widespread protests. It provided users with a tool to help them easily remove the album from their iTunes library. U2's album may have been free for listeners, and users did not have to pay to remove it. But for Apple, the incident was far from free. Apple reportedly spent up to $100 million for the marketing campaign. But despite the backlash, U2 and Apple are pleased that the music is out. U2 leader Bono spoke to an Irish radio station about the backlash. He called it overblown. He said the project was a success, except for a technological problem. He said the music was supposed to be available to all iTunes users, but was downloaded to some devices by mistake. I'm Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us at Learning English, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., USA. The zip code is 20237. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com for more of our materials. We have audio and video programs. We also have quizzes and other activities to help you test your American English skills. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.